great American story, the great American way to figure out what's going on the other side of the world, if you will. Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen with first the story of an Army sergeant who has overcome some wonderful things, and I think you will find this story much to your liking. Also, I think that Robin and I so like our pets. We love dogs, and there's always a good dog story. There's always a good pet story around. So that, plus a lady that came from Framingham, Massachusetts, my hometown, Krista McAuliffe. There is a great sort of, what is that word, Robin? Redux, R-E-D-U-X, sort
That's
of a re...
a word I've never heard.
Really?
And it's not for lack of sleep.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. This woman was one of the most inspirational people that you could possibly imagine. So a revisitation to her story. Plus, a 12-year-old North Carolina boy trying to raise money had it all stolen, but...
Don't give it all away.
As you might imagine, there's a good ending to the story.
Yes,
all right.
There is.
Former Army Sergeant Adam Burks' struggle to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder took him out of the monotony of a rehab office and onto the fresh air of a farm. This is great stuff for people like me who are agrarians. This fellow got a Purple Heart back in 2009, Robin. He has launched the Veterans Farm in Florida. It's sort of an unconventional place where veterans go to heal from physical and mental injuries. There is a horticultural therapy that goes with this, horticultural and maybe a little, I don't know, Adam, by the way, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Are you?
And is this a brand new kind of therapy? I mean, how long has this been around?
Well, you know, horticulture therapy started back when veterans returning back from World War II. But I think over the years, it's kind of gone away as a way to treat post-traumatic stress and different other problems veterans or civilians alike are facing.
So, can you tell us what happens on a daily basis on the farm for these guys and women?
Well, basically, one of the key things that veterans need when they come home is structure. They've spent their entire careers in a structured environment. Their drill sergeant, their sergeant, captain telling them, okay, we need this mission to be accomplished, and then they go out and perform that to the best of their abilities. But when they come back into the civilian world, there's nobody telling them what to do or what they need to do or giving them direction. And basically at the Veterans Farm, we provide that structure, that same discipline that they need. You know, every day they'll get up at 7 o'clock. They'll start their day at 7 here on the farm, and they work to 12 or 1 o'clock every day. And sometimes we'll work later depending on what's going on. But you know, the veterans will work. They'll sometimes they're working with the blueberries or the crops or the vegetables, and sometimes they're working in the community helping older farmers with things around their farms, or we'll go and plant crops at the North Florida School of Special Education and different places like that. So it's
Is the goal to teach them to be able to live without structure?
Well, it is, and that's what we do, is we kind of wean them off of that. What our goal is to make them entrepreneurs, guys who can go out and they learn the same foundation, the same model that we teach here, and they go out that and apply it into their communities and so on. That's one of the important things, is to teach these guys to continue, that they can continue to be citizen leaders in their community.
Well, there's a new movement in our country, Robin and Adam. If you're just joining us, former Army Sergeant Adam Burke is here. We're talking about a farm that he's created in Florida that helps people who have been in the service get out of the service and have a leg up on what's going on. There's a new movement called the Locavore Movement, which aims to get people around the country back into local sources of food. And so you have a double whammy, or at least I could see 2, 3, 4 different things that are coming out of this that have to be positive, Adam, including training people and helping them understand that there's a market for what they're doing.
I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
What an opportunity.
Well, you know, the average age of a farmer is around 65 years of age. And for every three that's retiring, there's only one taking his place. And we have this gap that we need to fill. And who else better than our veterans who enjoy being out in the outdoors, who love working in an open environment like this to help fill that gap. This will help with fresh food, locally grown, that that the community can come to depend on instead of depending on other countries to outsource food coming in.
I think about these soldiers, both men and women, when I say it. And for my entire life, I've always wondered, how in the world can they come back to a normal environment after living through something like that? And this is just such a blessing. What a wonderful idea. I wasn't aware that it had been around since World War II. The fact that it has a name, horticulture therapy, is just wonderful. What an opportunity. Now, do these people get to go on and start their own farms? Do they have that opportunity to do that as well?
They do. And you know, I wanted to recapture that on the horticulture therapy. You know, you can find therapy through anything, whether it's working with animals, working through with plants. It all depends on each person. And each person we bring on, we find out what their needs are, what their wants are and their desires and what they're passionate about. And then we turn that into their own therapy. So we have a lot of different things out here. And each veteran that comes to us, for example, we had one veteran who just started the program 2 months ago, and he said, you know, I grew up with FFA and raising cattle and pork and stuff. He said, I'd love to have my own beef cattle ranch, and I want to do it grass-fed. I want to be organic. And he said, that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I want to do. So after he graduates our six-month fellowship program, it's our goal to go out and lease him the land, find him the tractor, the equipment, the cattle, and everything to get his operation set up. And then from there, we teach him the business model that we've started here and that he can pay it forward by hiring on more veterans and teaching them and then so on and so on.
You know, one of the things that I'm enjoying about understanding this, a lot of these men and women that come back are very much into themselves. They have had these experiences. They don't talk about the experiences, and they're not great when it comes to being socialized. Their friends, they've changed. Everything about their life has changed. So what you're doing here, as I understand the program, not only are you teaching them how to grow, you're teaching them how to be business people, but you're also teaching them when it comes to how to sell their product. You got to know how to sell, and in order to know how to sell, you have to be good with people, skills, social skills that are not part of
what you have to be able to sell yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and that's all a part of our reintegration program where we have the guys who will go to fresh markets and sell. They will go to other farms and work with other farmers and learn from them. We have them giving speeches. Some of the guys who have the fear of giving public speaking, we'll have them doing that on small scales and working them up to larger audiences. But that is all part of our reintegration program to help them feel comfortable, you know, working with the public as well. The public feeling comfortable to work with them. A lot of employers are scared. If a guy puts on his resume, yes, I have served in combat. Yes, I have post-traumatic stress disorder. And a lot of them still have that fear of hiring a veteran. But once that vet spends a week or two with them working, showing them that, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. And that employer will become comfortable with them. So it's about putting them in the community and having the community also feel comfortable with them.
And what is required of the applicant in order to qualify?
To qualify, the veterans have to be a post-9/11 veteran and have two or more years of service and in good standings within the community. The veterans, it is a competitive grant, and that we want veterans who apply to put their best foot forward. You know, because it's very important that the team that we have here in place, when they bring on another veteran, they're part of that team, and they want that person to come in strong and offer what he has to offer, and then we'll help as a group to build upon that. Nurture his strengths and challenge his weaknesses is what we always say.
Adam, are you a farm kid?
I grew up on a farm, and I couldn't stand farming.
You know, Isn't it always the way?
I did. I joined the Army to get away and to go to college, and I have a degree in business marketing. And, you know, I tried to get as far away from and work in corporate America after leaving the military originally. But, you know, there was something about that. I couldn't see the fruits of my labor. I didn't feel good about every night when I went to bed about what I did for that day. And this is something that really changed my life, and it's something I wanted to share with other vets.
So how do you fund it?
We are privately funded. Yeah, but it's basically all privately funded. We also do fundraisers. Like, we have the Fight for the Veterans. We have Dave Mason, who does performs concerts for us. So those are the ways we raise money.
I love Dave Mason. Now, what happened to you when you came home? Were you settled in your mind from the military?
You know, I can't ever say that we're completely settled at all and that we ever will be. But we try to come as close to come as close to it as possible. The PTSD will never go away, but we learn to cope with it. We learn to deal with it. And that's what I've done, is I've learned how to manage and handle it. And that's what we do with these guys. You know, you cannot take visions and nightmares away. And really the drugs and things that, the VA gives them, you know, they cause other problems and other symptoms come up. Right. And so we try to find a solution, a prescription without medication to help these guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the website where people can go if they want to give, they want to maybe help you in some way, shape, or form, or enroll? How do they do that?
Absolutely. Well, it's real simple. We're veteransfarm.com.
That's easy.
We're also on Facebook under Veterans Farm.
Yep.
And they can go through there. They can contact us if they're interested in volunteering or participating or donating.
Great idea. It's wonderful. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
What
God
a great
bless
job.
You.
Yeah, it's a great,
thank you,
great
guys.
Thing. Yeah, take good care. Adam Burke, who is a former Army sergeant who has created Veterans Farm to help these men and women coming back who have little choices. We know what the situation is, Robin. There are a lot of people coming back that don't have jobs, as he described it, the circumstances where people are afraid to hire these people because they're suffering so many different things. It's a whole new world. But, yeah, the fact that he told us that this had started a long time ago is something that we both
didn't
know. Nice
to know it's out there.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Sure is.
VeteransFarm.com, 19 past the hour.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Robin and Doug at 21 after the hour. The story of happenings in North Carolina in a moment here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I want you to picture this, okay?
Yes, okay.
Picture a little boy. His name is Nolan Turner, sitting in a wheelchair. Unfortunately, spina bifida is his problem. There but for the grace of God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing is selling water bottles on a street corner near his home in Cary, North Carolina. And why he's selling these water bottles is he's trying to raise money because his classmates have asked him about wheelchair basketball. And he wants to give all of these kids a chance firsthand to try what it is to play this game. So he's trying to raise money to buy these wheelchairs to engage his classmates. He raises $1,000 by sitting on the street corner in his chair in a school-wide wheelchair basketball game at his middle school. That's where he wants to do this. And the nerve of some man to come and rob him. The man robs this poor kid of his money. So, I mean, imagine being this little boy. He's devastated with life to begin with, but he's got a great attitude. He's trying to bring his classmates up with him. His father steps in and decides, I'm not going to let this be a roadblock with my son. Starts a website, and he calls it GoFundMe.com. And 1 week later, Good Samaritans have donated over $25,000. He was trying to reach a $1,000 goal.
Yeah.
He winds up with $25,000 to support the wheelchair basketball event.
The thing that bugs me about this in a way is the man coming in and reaching. I mean, he wandered through the crowd, saw the kid as a target, and just grabbed the money. It was in one of those, what do they call those big jars of canned foods in the gel, a bell, that's...
How dare him!
Yeah, this...
He stole $250 from this
little boy. How do people have that kind of balsam? Where do people come from that are that crass that think that this is okay? Where do these people come from?
He has to be a psychopath. Or a sociopath. Yeah. Somebody without a conscience. I mean, who else could do that?
Well, it's all... We have so many people, Robin, that have grown up in the so-called me generation. It's always all about me, 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 me. And the world obviously proves that they are not the majority because of the money that was collected, $26,898. But still, the fact that there are people who will go do the... This is not this normal kind of criminal activity.
No, it's not robbing a store. I mean, which obviously nothing is good when you're talking about doing something illegal. But this is just, there are no words to describe.
Well, I think the selfishness of the act, People say sometimes we don't understand how people are driven to do these sorts of things. You know what? I do understand, and I don't get it. There are things that people can do, especially in this part of North Carolina. You live in that area. Mm-hmm. There's a large unemployment number. Every day the newspapers are filled with hundreds, if not thousands, of job opportunities. And we have all of these people who just, instead of applying themselves to do what they ought to do on their own, they take from other people.
And I think
that's what gets people really going.
But you know what? We're born with morals. Most of us are born with some sort of moralistic belief.
You think that,
and,
huh?
Not this
I think
man.
I think you have to be taught those. I don't think you're born with them.
Yeah,
I
think, you think?
Yeah, I think that's why people gravitate to the Bible or other things that are supposed to be standards. My father once said to me, you know the difference between right and wrong. And I don't know that I did, really. Yeah, I wanted somebody to sort of teach me. But by the time you're that age, this guy's age, you know the difference between right and wrong. And the fact that it ended as well as it did, I think that that's there's a strength in the universe. Sometimes you don't always understand the energies when these things happen, but it ended up much for the good. 28 after.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Good morning, it's Robin Marshall with Doug Steffen. Very happy to be with you today. I want to talk about a woman, a very special woman who had a goal. Anybody that has a goal is a special person, but this woman went up beyond, above and beyond. She never said never. She had an excitement to her that many people just wish they had. She was able to teach others, and successfully so. She had commitment. She was loyal to her students. She lived her dream. Fate stepped in, and there was immediate reaction. Who are we talking about?
This is the story of Krista Corrigan, who married a fellow named McAuliffe. So the name we know is Krista McAuliffe. And I'm already, I'm sort of wrapped up in this a little bit. And I don't, maybe it's because of my roots here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where Krista grew up. She was a neighbor. I didn't know who she was, although she was only a few years younger than I. She had a lot of the same experiences growing up here. And then she moved to Concord, New Hampshire, and got an education degree from this college that's in our town here, and then a master's degree in education. Then she went on to be a teacher and was one of the teacher astronauts. She was picked to be the first teacher in space. 1985 was the year. There were 11,000 applicants to participate in the NASA Teacher in Space program. She was to conduct experiments and teach lessons to children from the space shuttle Challenger. However, that was not to be because of what happened on January 28, 1986. The flight 73-74 seconds into the air, the gaskets around the lower part of the fuel tank were affected by cold weather. They came apart. As a result, the Challenger blew up, and she died along with all the other people, Robin, that were in the spacecraft.
You know, that was 25 years
ago. It's amazing.
I can remember. Here's the thing that really blows my mind. Every child in school in the United States, maybe the world, was watching as it happened.
Yeah.
Everyone was affected at the same moment. Mm-hmm. Teachers, kids, parents, it was worldwide.
Her mother, Grace, has gone public. I remember seeing her father. Again, these people were neighbors. So I remember seeing her father at the local, a local hangout called Honeydew Donuts, the Honeydew Donut Shop. And he used to hang out there with a lot of people. I remember meeting him once. A local fellow introduced me to him about a year after Krista was killed. And he was very well aware of what she meant to so many people, not only the teaching profession, but to children, the excitement that we don't create anymore. She created an excitement around that program. Remember, well, some of you may or some of you may not remember, when the Russians in the 50s got themselves into space first, and then there was this amazing focus on math and science and school and what do we have to do to beat the Russians, and John Kennedy comes in and says we're going to get to the moon in 10 years, and the teaching profession exploded with people like her who were math and science professionals.
She was a hero.
She was.
And there have been very few female heroes since.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing that her father and her mother talked about. Her father passed away, but her mother, when the anniversary of this last January became part of the public conversation, everybody wanted to relive what she was all about. Mother, very soft-spoken. People in town talked about her. There's a library branch here about a mile from me that is named after her, and it has a hands-on science center. There's a middle school named after her here in this town as well. She was something that parents kind of, as oftentimes parents do, they don't really know what their child is going to become. And when something happens, I mean, you either have it or you don't. Sometimes your parents recognize it and they encourage you. My sense is from what I know about Grace Corrigan and her husband, they were just proud of their daughter. They didn't push her in any particular direction. They just liked the fact that she was a good teacher and that she set standards. She was a Brownie troop member when she was a kid, and then she was a, what do they call them, Girl Scout mother as a mother. She seemed to love this town a great deal, even though she'd moved to New Hampshire. That's where she was teaching. Mm-hmm. But you know, municipalities all around the country, it was kind of like, you know, we had a Martin Luther King school. There was always a Martin Luther King street, and right, there was a John F. Kennedy street, and there's a school. This woman did that for this area.
She loved her life.
Yeah.
She really did.
Mm-hmm.
So, she made quite an impact on a lot of people.
Yeah. So who in your life has done that for you, Robin? Who do you, if you go back to when you were in school, thinking about someone who impacted you as a teacher, a mentor, come up with a name.
Well, I think a lot of women, if you would ask that question, would say their moms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a natural. Although when I was 16, I might not have said that.
Of course not. Your mother knew nothing. Your
that's
father
right.
knew less when
I
you were 16.
I was much smarter than both of them
of
put together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I was heavily influenced by people in the music industry.
Really?
Janis Joplin.
Hmm.
Karen Carpenter. Mm-hmm. You know, people like this.
But, you're talking about two. What a dichotomy
right.
that is.
I know.
But
Krista was a huge impact on me because this was the woman that got to do everything she set out to do.
Right.
She accomplished every goal that she tried. And, man, what an impact.
But for the disaster, one wonders. We always think your mind goes wild when you think about potential you can imagine. All right, so this woman came back from space. What did she do then? Would she stayed in the classroom, or would she have been bigger than that? Would she have had to do something? I've been fortunate enough to know some of these astronauts in these programs, and they have all, for the most part, gone on to other things. Some of them in business, the business of space.
But how do you top that?
I mean, but yeah, once you go, that's exactly it. How do you? I mean, you could ask that of John Glenn or anybody who's still around. Buzz Aldrin is very public. How do these people, when you've had that experience, How do you ground yourself? If you pardon the pun, mm-hmm. how do you ground yourself again? How do you bring yourself back to earth? And because it's so unique, the club is so small.
It sure is.
It's like the presidents. The presidents. That club, 44 members. That's it.
Yes. And I picture what I just. You know, if you close your eyes and you just picture yourself as her, strapped in, the heart pumping, the excitement, the rush of the blood, you can feel everything so intensely in anticipation. I get choked up just thinking about
it. I'm bothered by the grassroots of this story and the people who have produced as Krista McAuliffe did. I think that the way that the system has treated them and their legacy is a travesty, frankly. The way the shuttle program was stopped, the way these sorts of things have been ignored. We are now, instead of being at the top of our class when science and math comes around, we are horrible. I think we're like 47th in the world as far as achievement is concerned. And one of the reasons is because we don't have any heroes like Krista McAuliffe around who have sort of seeded the interest and the excitement. Who do we have now? We have teachers who are union members who are protesting their pay cuts. Yeah. That's what kids see. They don't see Krista McAuliffe.
No.
Going,
it's all about a job. It's all about a job.
Yeah. So
you're right. Your teacher should be your hero.
Yeah.
You should have at least, every child should have one teacher or coach that is their hero.
Yeah.
And it's very far and few between nowadays. And a lot of it is because these teachers feel abused by the system.
Yeah.
And then it's also because a lot of teachers just don't know how to go the extra yard to be relatable to kids.
They're not inspired, and we see now all of these machines. The Discovery has been moved to Washington to be at the Smithsonian, and all the other surviving shuttles have been distributed around so that they can be part of a museum. And we have nothing. We're not running. The Russians are, and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Europeans are all out there running their space program, and we're sitting around arguing about Tweedledee and Tweedledum. It offends the legacy of Krista McAuliffe,
yes.
I think.
I wonder how many parents are listening right now that have children that are aspiring astronauts, and how frightening it must be to be the parent.
Well, how do you, but even if you were aspiring, where do you go with it? We don't have a system or we don't have a program that amounts to beans.
That's true, but it shouldn't stop a child from dreaming about it.
No, it shouldn't, and we need more. That's what I'm saying. We need to underscore more of those dreams.
Yes.
In fact, never, ever, ever say never.
Never. That's right.
Never, ever. The excitement that the young children feel, you had it when you were a child. I know some young children now who are so full of life's expectations, the excitement that they go to school. They love to go to school. I think there are more good teachers than not. We don't give them a lot of credit because of some of the nonsense that those who don't belong in teaching and who are protected by unions and stuff, they don't belong there. But there's so many good ones who are committed. There's so many good ones who want nothing but to be left alone so they can teach kids, and they get, you know, all wrapped up in the red tape and the BS that goes along with
right.
You have to have these.
It's got to be very frustrating for a very good teacher to be held back.
Yep, and she was a good teacher.
She sure was.
The story of Krista Corrigan and her becoming Krista McAuliffe and her becoming part of the legacy of space through the Challenger experience. 15 before the hour.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Wow.
Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen here. The discussion we just had about Chris McAuliffe sort of capped by, the 747 carrying the Discovery, which is the final of the space shuttles to find a new home. It's been brought to Washington, and right now it's flying over. This is an amazing thing that
we
have the technology.
Let's give them the website so people can look. It's nasa.gov.
NASA.gov. You can see there are cameras obviously placed all over Washington. And so you're watching live, if you can be doing this at this moment in time, the 747, which has brought these shuttles for 30-some-odd years from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Look how low it's flying.
Yeah. It's all over this area of Washington as it flies into it's sort of the outskirts in Virginia, where Dulles is, but it can't be. It isn't even at 1,000 feet here as it flies over the homes and this area as it comes into Washington. You're going to do a flyover Washington, and this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, Robin. This is the sort of thing that instead of the end of this, we're recognizing the end of an era. There are a bunch of F-14s flying around it too. You can see them, but it's more about what's the future. What are we doing with the future when it comes to this? So look at the building. Look at the way.
Oh my gosh!
You got to see this.
Yeah. It's so low. It's flying so low that it makes you nervous.
Yeah.
But it's mesmerizing to watch.
It really
Please
is.
Please go take a look. NASA.gov.
Yeah. It is a story to behold, and something people will talk about a lot through the course of the day and the week. Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen at 9 minutes for the hour.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Talking taxes, as in the tax deadline. Today's the day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. All right, today is April 17th, and it is tax deadline day. Sure, April 15th is the normal deadline, but the 15th was this past Sunday, and yesterday was Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., observed as a holiday. So that's why those of you who haven't filed yet received an extra 2 days this year. Let's hear from a couple of IRS spokespersons to answer some pressing questions on this deadline day. First, Bill Brunson addresses the situation in which you owe money but can't pay right now. What then?
The Internal Revenue Service will set up payment plans. Taxpayers are reminded that they are still required to file a return on time, even if it's not possible to pay the full amount due.
In other words, don't just crawl under your bed and do nothing. The IRS says it is willing to try to work with you.
There are a number of payment plan options available for taxpayers who are having a tough time paying in full when they file their tax returns.
And another question. Should you mail your tax forms in or file electronically? Diane Fox of the IRS suggests going the electronic route using the agency's Free File software.
Free File's been around now for approximately 10 years and has serviced over 33 million taxpayers.
We are told nearly 100 million taxpayers filed electronically last year, and yes, some actually received refunds.
About 80% did get a refund last year, about $3,000 average. That comes out to a little over $300 billion worth of money that's being returned to local economies.
We could argue about that. For many of us, those refunds seem to vanish before we have a chance to return them to our local economies. In any case, if you're one of the many who has waited to the very last day to file your taxes, don't rush, because that can lead to mistakes.
It's important to double-check a few areas of the return, including Social Security numbers. Math errors in figuring out income, withholding, and estimated tax payments are also common mistakes.
So there you go. Just about all you need to know, but if you have other questions, there's always IRS.gov. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, and I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 72 points, closing at 12,921. S&P down by one. NASDAQ dropped 23. Crude oil prices also down 11 cents a barrel to $102.94. That's the sound of spending at the checkout counter. And spending is up as the job market appears to be recovering. Retail sales up nearly 1% for the month of March, three times the expected increase. The latest figures from the Commerce Department show we are still shelling out our cash at the registers despite high gas prices. Couple of closing notes. First, we have the sound. Now, that may sound like a barbecue grill, but it's actually the sound emanating from the running shoes of all those who took part in yesterday's Boston Marathon. The 116th running of this famous race featured unusually warm 80-degree heat. More than 4,000 runners opted to skip the marathon, using their eligibility to run next year instead. Even so, 25,000 runners were at the starting line anyway. Wesley Career of Kenya, the men's winner in 2 hours, 12 minutes, 40 seconds. Women's winner, Sharon Cherop of Kenya in 2:31:50. And finally, we have another sound for you. That's the sound of a scratch-off lottery ticket. That's what you do with it. You scratch it, of course. And that's what Spencer Davis of Catalina Island, California, did a few days ago with a Black Scratchers lottery ticket. And it came up a winner to the tune of $250,000. And speaking of tunes, the name Spencer Davis may be familiar. It's the same guy, Spencer Davis, from the 60s British invasion band, the Spencer Davis Group, which gave us this rock classic. Spencer Davis, scratch-off lottery ticket winner, now singing Gimme Some Money. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.